The next patient is Vicente Rodriguez. The last name is Rodriguez. First name Vicente, Vicente. This is the clinical case of a 38-year-old Hispanic male that is referred to this office by Dr. Schechtman. S-H-E-C-H-T-M-A-N, because of the presence of medullary sponge kidney after ultrasound. That was done on October the 6th, 2022. Period. The impression of the ultrasound is bilateral renal calcifications that which could reflect sequela of medullary calcinosis or non-obstructive calculi, no hydronephrosis. Period. The patient has a lengthy history of kidney stones. He says that ever since he was 15 years old, he developed excruciating pain in the left side of the back that was radiated to the anterior part of the abdomen going into the genital area. And he was taken to the hospital and he was told that he had past kidney stones, period. He has not seen the kidney stones ever, but the episodes of pain were rather frequent, and there was a lot of sludge, and he says that every 3 to 4 months for a lengthy period of time, he noticed that he was experiencing those episodes of pain. In the last 10 years, the process of passing stones actively has decreased. And the last episode, he says that was between 2 and 3 years ago, period. He says that he had changed the diet. He is not eating protein. The amount of salt has decreased. And when he became a vegetarian, is when he started to experience improvement of the condition, but he's always in pain that is alleviated by using THC, period. In talking to the patient, he has alterations in the fingernails. They are not complete. He was born that way. The first metacarpal of the right hand is not present, and metatarsals in the third and fourth toe are not present, period. Another complaint is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Another complaint is abdominal discomfort. And he is always in pain, period. The etiology of the kidney stones is unclear. However, we are going to order the basic workup for kidney stones to see if there is alteration in the excretion of sodium, calcium, potassium, the pH, oxalate, etc. in the urine, measure the urine pH, do the 1,25-hydroxycholecalciferol and the 25-hydroxy, and we are going to reevaluate the case after the testing period. It is my impression that the patient should be referred for genetic testing because this might be part of the syndrome that I am not aware of at this point, and we have to investigate furthermore. Number two, the patient has bronchial asthma. Number three, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four, arthritis. Period, paragraph. I invested ten minutes of the time reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face conversation 45 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes, period.